Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast by Liam Williams. If you have any story ideas, I love hearing them. You can use the link in the episode description to jump into the Discord server and share your stories there, along with being able to connect with other listeners of the podcast and enjoyers of erotic fiction. You can also do that on Patreon, comment on my stories there. I want to give a quick shout out to my longest supporting patron. William has been a member of the Patreon since December in 2021 and has been at the top tier of membership that whole time. Thank you, William. If you'd like some extra stories and early access to content, then head over to patreon.com/Liam Williams. This story is set at the beachside. Coming out of the Australian summer, I enjoyed a few days at the beach and wanted to write a story set there, featuring a couple of hot surfer boys down on the Great Ocean Road here in Australia. I hope you enjoy Beach Bonfire Guest. Nate sat on his board facing the fire. He felt the sand between his toes and was vaguely aware of the conversations going on around him, but for the moment he was happy just sitting and listening, absorbing the energy of the group of friends who had made their annual visit. This crew was four friends he had met at university. In their first year, they had somehow gravitated to each other, with a kind of sixth sense that beach bum surfers seem to have, an ability to locate others of their kind in a group. Each of them had grown up in a different town on a different coast, but they had bonded over their love of the waves, and thankfully, their university campus was less than half an hour's drive from Torquay, home to some pretty good surf beaches, including the beach where Nate had grown up, the same one they were sitting at now, the one he knew like the back of his hand. The proximity of the uni to the beach and the fact that Nate lived there during their years of study had meant that the group spent many hours together on this beach, many weekends at Nate's place, drinking and surfing, sometimes skipping classes if the forecast looked particularly good for that day. Nate had stayed in Torquay when they had all completed their studies, while his mates had moved away. But each summer the other three came back to visit. In so many ways they had changed. Vinny was married, Brendan was a city bigwig, Travis had had a succession of whirlwind romances, two of which had resulted in children he barely saw. Nate was the one in the crew who had changed the least. Each of them had used their business degrees in different ways, but it was Nate who had the guts to use it in the way that all four of them had intended when they had first sat around a bonfire on this secluded part of the beach, just north of the main beach. He had started his own surf school right there in his hometown, and now, nearly 10 years after graduating, it was a roaring success. But Nate wasn't exactly the same as he had first been that first year when they had met at uni. It had taken him almost 3 full years to build up the courage to come out and tell his best mates he was gay, but it took less than 3 minutes for him to be reassured that the wait was unnecessary. Despite the countless times the other boys had been nude in the front of Nate, in changing rooms, drunken nights and skinny dipping, none of them had a single issue with his sexuality. A weight had been lifted off of his shoulders, and the last year of uni was one of the best of his life. But this year, the year that was ending in about 2 hours, was definitely up there as well. Nate was sitting around the fire again with his three best friends. It had been a week of celebration. Vinny's first kid, Brendan's promotion, Travis's custody dispute. But tonight was focused on Nate. It was the most successful year of his business so far, and he was taking a rare moment of respite from the job to enjoy a night with the boys. Each of them had consumed their fair share of beers. They all sat with their wetsuits in various states of removal after their last night surf of 2025. The boys were all still fit, remaining active in their day-to-day lives. Nate had the typical surfer's body, lean, tanned and smooth, honed by hours spent on the board and in the water. His shaggy hair, bleached lighter by the sun and the salt water, hung nearly to his shoulders. He had no issue sitting now just in his shorts. Brendan had peeled his wetsuit from his torso, and it sat low on his hips, and Nate could tell he still made good use of the gym in his office building. Vinny's side hustle as a personal trainer helped him remain fit, and the boys had watched and laughed as he had attempted to peel his tight wetsuit from his supposedly functional muscles. And Travis, the runner of the group who had just completed another marathon, sat only in his budgie smugglers, with his legs spread on his board. The sight still drew Nate's eye, and by now he knew that Travis didn't mind. He wasn't stripped down just for comfort. There was a certain pride in the way that he showed off the significant package that fit in the tight fabric. But Nate knew there was nothing more than looking to be done in this situation. Not only did he know that the boys didn't have any inclination to experiment and didn't possess any curiosity in that realm, but he knew that any moves in that direction would ruin the long-held friendships they had formed. But also, Nate wasn't short on action anyway. As the only openly gay surf teacher in town, a significant percentage of his clientele came in under a rainbow umbrella, and as the owner of the company, he didn't have a pesky HR policy advising him not to sleep with his customers. "Tonight," Brendan stood from his board, grabbed four more beers from the esky and passed them around. "A record customer base and a record body count that he won't shut up about," Vinny added as he stood. Each of the boys pushed themselves up from their boards and clinked their bottles together with a cheer. They drank quickly, a tradition formed in first year uni. Every toast was followed by a race to see who could finish their drink first. As was so often the case, Travis finished first, sighing and falling back onto his board. The conversation resumed, this time moving on to more personal matters. The boys exchanging stories of their fresh conquests, or in Vinny's case, his lamentations about the enforced break that a new berth had put on his bedroom activities. "Nothing but solos for me for a little while, boys." Vinny shook his head and accepted the mock pity of the group. "We heard, buddy." Brendan patted Vinny's shoulder in teasing comfort. "Fuck off, you did." Vinny playfully pushed him away. "Nate's new place isn't as soundproof as you might think, bro." Brendan continued his teasing. Vinny continued his defence. "We shared an apartment for a year of uni, as if we haven't heard each other before." "Easy, buddy," Nate joined in. "Nothing wrong with it. Just return my lube before you leave, okay?" Vinny stuck both middle fingers in the air and waved them around the group, met with laughter by each of his friends. "You should get a hall pass for the rest of the trip. Work with Nate," Travis encouraged. "If Nate can get laid teaching his shitty surf skills, surely you'll get some." "It can't be that shitty. Anyone else own a beachfront property?" Nate nodded over the dunes at his latest achievement, his newly built house in the location he had always dreamed of. The boys held up their hand in surrender before Vinny scoffed. "Nate's skills don't do it. He gets laid because he puts a giant rainbow flag out the front of his shop, and the gays rolling through get confused and think it's a brothel." The boys all laughed. It had become a regular joke amongst them about how much easier it was for the gay guy in the group to get laid than the rest of them. Nevertheless, Travis and Brendan had some stories to match, and as usual, hearing about his buddy's activities had him stirring, attempting to hide the semi that was forming in his board shorts. "Room for one more?" a voice came from behind them. Nate turned to see a tall, lanky man walking between the dunes towards the fire. Nate recognized him instantly, as did Travis. Drew was one of Nate's clients from today's session. "Speak of the devil." Travis winked and nudged the boys either side of him. "Sure is." Brendan slid his board to the side, making space for Drew to enter the circle. Vinny grabbed Nate's arm and slid him along his own board, making space for the new entrant to sit beside the host. Nate took a moment to glance over Drew's body before he sat down. He had noticed the lean frame when they had been fitting him for a wetsuit this morning, but now he had a different view of the man, as firelight flickered across his toned torso, accentuating the muscle. He wore only low-slung board shorts. Nate's eyes wandered, moving up to his shaggy brown hair, passing over the intriguing scar that ran just under his lower lip. It reminded him of Harrison Ford's scar, but Han Solo never had abs like Drew had on display right now. Drew sat beside him, a little closer than a stranger might join a new group of men. Nate was immediately hit by the aromas he exuded. A strong scent of the ocean remained, as well as a waft of the musk of a man who had worked hard on the board all day. "Thanks for the refresher today," Drew spoke quietly as Brendan handed him a beer. "I was going to say, you definitely didn't need to sign up for the beginner one-on-one class." Nate slowly sipped on his own drink. "I saw the one-on-one part. I didn't really notice the beginner bit." Drew shifted on the board, his knee brushing against Nate's. "He noticed a flag, though, I bet," Vinny muttered. The other boys laughed, and Nate shot an elbow into Vinny's ribs. "Actually, you're right." Drew's tone dripped with sarcasm. "If not for that flag, I never would have thought about surfing at Torquay Beach." The boys laughed, and Vinny passed Drew another beer from the cooler, an acknowledgement of his quick wit. Drew gratefully accepted, clinked his bottle against Vinny's, and for a moment the group sat quietly, enjoying their drinks and the sound of the rolling waves and the peace of a surprisingly quiet spot in one of the Great Ocean Road's busiest seaside towns. "So you're not a beginner?" Nate broke the quiet, turning to face Nate. "What brought you down?" The renewed conversation ignited another topic amongst the three other guys, and Nate felt like he was able to chat just to Drew. It was one of the great ways his mates were quiet achievers in the wingman department. "To be honest, I'm newly single. We had planned for New Year's Eve, but obviously those aren't happening. I was sitting in my apartment feeling shitty this morning, and I remembered how refreshing the surf feels." Nate nodded along. "It probably sounds like a wank," Drew continued, "but I always come out of the ocean feeling renewed, maybe even empowered." Drew let the words hang, anticipating either confirmation or teasing from Nate. "I get it. Once you get out there, it's just you and the power of the waves. And it goes one of two ways. You take that on and land some great swell and feel like you can conquer the world. Or you get absolutely wiped out and are reminded that you're just one little piece of this wild nature thing. And it puts things in perspective." Nate shifted a little closer to Drew as he spoke. "What about option three?" Nate raised an eyebrow. "You find the hottest surf instructor between here and Warrnambool, and you forget about the fact that you jumped in your car, alone, drove 2 hours from home with no plans, on the night that every hotel room in Torquay is booked." Nate's cheeks flushed, and he hoped the firelight was dim enough that Drew wouldn't notice. "When you find him, let me know. I don't like competition." "I don't think you have any." Drew slid his hand slowly over Nate's knee, toying with the hem of his board shorts. The semi Nate had tried to repress earlier returned, this time for different reasons. "Shit, 20 minutes till midnight," Brendan announced. Vinny leant over to inspect the contents of the eskies. "Need more drinks?" "I'll grab them." Nate quickly stood, holding a hand in front of his shorts. "Looks like you need more wood, too." Drew stood beside him. "I'll give you a hand." "There's wood here," Brendan was interrupted as Vinny punched his shoulder. "Back soon." Nate turned and led his guest away from the group. "Tell him about their midnight tradition, Nate," Vinny called as they walked away. As they strode through the dunes, the voices behind them and the light of the fire faded. "I saw that pile of firewood too," Drew said as the quiet enveloped them. He reached out and grabbed Nate's hand. Nate stopped and faced him, the moonlight presenting only a silhouette of his long, lean body. "I thought you might like a hand with some other wood, though." Drew stepped forward, wasting no time as he slid his hand into Nate's board shorts. Nate instantly responded by doing the same, and was immediately thankful that neither of them had followed the trend of wearing briefs beneath their boardies. "We should be quick," Nate said, his dick already growing between Drew's fingers. "I know." Drew slid his other hand into Nate's waistband, and with one sharp tug, Nate's shorts were at his ankles, and his now erect, 7-inch cock sprung out from his neatly trimmed bush. Nate sighed as Drew wrapped his fingers around his shaft and began stroking. "I knew this would match the rest of you." "Fuck. Beautiful." Drew took his time, admiring the length and the hardness of Nate's erection. He slid the skin slowly over the already slick head. Nate let himself enjoy the attention, He knew, as modestly as he could, that he was an attractive guy, but hearing and feeling such appreciation from someone as hot as Drew was something he wanted to revel in, even in the limited time they had. Drew took another step forward, and Nate took the hint, sliding Drew's shorts down and revealing an equally impressive piece. They were matched for length, but Drew had his beaten for girth, and Nate took a moment to squeeze his fingers around the thickness before matching Drew's stroking. "I'd ask if you've ever been blown in these dunes before, but I think I know the answer." Drew slowly ran a finger down Nate's shaft before sliding it over his smooth balls. Nate chuckled in response. "The deck is new." He nodded to the house behind them, and in the dim light saw a smile spread across Drew's face. He stepped out of his shorts and took the lead, walking up the steps with his fingers still wrapped around Nate's rigid dick. As they reached the top of the stairs, Drew placed a hand on Nate's chest and pressed him against the windows, ensuring that Nate faced outwards. Drew slowly moved himself down Nate's body until he rested on his knees beneath them.
10 minutes, boys,"
Vinny's voice rose from the beach. "Shit," Nate muttered. "We can do it." Drew grinned before slipping his lips around Nate. He moved with intent, his wet lips enveloping the shaft as he slid down. Nate gasped as Drew reached the base, his throat peeling his foreskin back as it took his head deep. He stifled a moan as Drew worked his throat muscles around the intrusion. His mates knew what was happening up here, but he didn't need the noises floating across the still night air. Nate pressed his body against the windows and looked out across the ocean in front of him as Drew began bobbing his head up and down on his throbbing cock. He felt Drew's hands run up his legs, one cupping his balls while the other found that perfect spot just beneath them, pressing and sending a wave of pleasure through Nate's body. "Oh, fuck, that's good," Nate gasped, reaching down to run his fingers through Drew's thick hair, enjoying the familiar effects of a day in the salt water. Drew grunted in response, increasing the pace of his movements. Nate knew that his guests wanted his load. He knew that Drew understood the assignment. This wasn't about connection. This was about getting it done. "Use your hand." Nate took Drew's hand from his balls and guided them to his shaft. Drew didn't miss a beat, matching the pace of his fingers to that of his mouth. He slid along Nate's length, taking it almost to the hilt each time, before moving back up and sliding his fingers over Nate's slick head. The combined sensation sent a surge through Nate. His body stiffened and he rose up onto his toes. This was the move that would take him over the edge. He could feel it building, and Drew knew it was fast approaching. Nate looked down at the man who was working feverishly over his cock. The moonlight shone on the toned muscles of his back, and only now did he notice the two mounds of muscles that were Drew's cheeks. If only they had more time, how he'd love to get into there. The thought of lifting Drew and turning him around, bending him over the railing and filling that toned ass was enough to send Nate over the edge. He felt a shock of pleasure run through him and his body tensed.
"Fuck, Drew, I'm coming,"
Nate warned, a little louder than he intended. Drew moaned in response, maintaining the intensity of his mouth and his hand. He pressed again between Nate's legs, and that was it. Nate's cock throbbed, and his body shuddered. With a grunt and a gasp, the first shot fired from his cock, bucking his body against the window. Drew worked hard as Nate fired shot after shot in quick succession, each volley of cum dutifully swallowed as Nate gasped and moaned through his climax. A final shudder passed through Nate as the last of his seed oozed from his cock. Drew slowly slid his lips along the shaft, ensuring he got every drop before resting back on his haunches and sighing.
"Damn, I've wanted that since this morning."
Drew looked up at Nate, licking his lips.
5 minutes, you horny fuckers."
Brendan's voice this time. "We'd better grab those beers." Drew slowly stood, his own erection having only wilted slightly. "But what about you?" Nate asked, wiping one remaining drop of cum from his now flaccid dick and wiping it on his thigh.
"You can't miss midnight with your mates. Maybe get me later?"
I might also be able to help with your accommodation problem. Nate turned and opened the door to his house. That sounds great. Drew followed Nate into the house and they each grabbed a six-pack of beers from the fridge before quickly walking back down the stairs to the sand. Drew stopped and put the beers down, reaching for the shorts they had left behind. Oh, you might not need those, Nate smiled as he spoke. Drew looked up from his bent position and raised his eyebrows. The midnight tradition the guys mentioned before? It's skinny dipping while the fireworks go. Oh, really? Drew dropped his shorts again. All of you? All of us. What a way to end the year. Drew's dick twitched again, but thankfully had diminished to a presentable state. I can go like this now, though.
10,
they heard from the other side of the dune. Yeah, Nate started walking again. It used to be a wild strip at midnight thing, but it's kind of a part of the countdown now. The boys walked out from between the dunes and were met by the three guys removing their last items of clothing. They joined in the last of the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
The boys cheered in unison before grabbing each other in close hugs. Drew grinned at the shamelessness of their nude contact before finding himself hugged by each of the straight boys. Fireworks began to fill the sky above the beach and the boys cheered. The three straight guys took off for the water, leaving the last hug between Nate and Drew. This one was accompanied by a New Year's kiss. Nate pressed his lips against Drew's and Drew's tongue instantly pushed into his mouth. Nate tasted the last of his own seed in Drew's mouth as their tongues battled each other briefly. Drew broke the kiss first. You better keep up your tradition, he smiled. Nate glanced down at Drew's returning erection. I'll deal with that later. He gave it a playful tap before both boys turned and ran into the surf. As the cold water hit his body, Nate confirmed that this was indeed one of the best years of his life. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica podcast by Liam Williams. I hope you enjoyed Beach Bonfire Guest. There's potential for a part two of that story. If you'd like to let me know, if you'd like to hear it, you can comment on the post in Patreon or get in touch on the Discord server. Patreon.com/Liam Williams if you'd like to support the podcast, or you can do so by leaving a rating and review. I hope you liked this week's story. I'll be back with more soon.